And now it's time for Chesapeake Traditions Today.
Name's Harold Whitelock, and I'm a retired lineman. I had my own business, Rock Creek Line, for several years, and I sold it and started rebuilding skipjacks. My first real impression of these boats was in grade school. We had a little school over here on the island that we all attended, and the sixth grade class was on the second story of the building, and it faced the Tangier Sound. And when I was a kid in the sixth grade, I went to sharpen my pencil, and I could see all these sails out in the sound, harvesting oysters. And I couldn't figure out how they were all going in different directions, and the wind was only blowing one way. It's called tacking. So I didn't know anything about tacking. But I know it was a beautiful sight with all those sails drawing out there. So I sharpened my pencil all the way to the eraser. And the teacher, she probably just had to get on me and tell me to go sit down. I worked on these boats as a young man. I loved the way of life and all that. At Sunday dinner, that's all was ever talked about, was these boats and the men. That's all they talked about. That's what they did. My dad was a captain on a skipjack when he was 16 years old, and that's all they did was harvest oysters in the winter and crab in the summer. And that's all there was to do here. So you either moved off of the island or stayed here and tried to scratch out a living. So we could do all right. I mean, we were still making a living then, and if it didn't freeze, there's very few of these boats left that are actually harvesting oysters. I think probably from 7 to 9 actually still harvesting. And all of those are harvesting right here in the Tangier Sound, right out of Deal Island. There's no more than 18 in existence, and there was 1,000 at one time. The few more boats that are coming come from one from Cambridge, two from Tillman Island, but this is the only place left that you can actually make a living harvesting. The rest of the bay is depleted, died, harvested, not coming back, not being planted with shell. We're trying to save the ones we can. There's still people that care about their history and their heritage, and they love the old boats, and especially see them under sail. Yeah.
Chesapeake Traditions Today is produced by the Ward Museum of Wildfowl Art, Salisbury University, and the National Folk Festival, with support from Maryland Traditions and the National Council for the Traditional Arts, in collaboration with Delmarva Public Media.